Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nurturees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Powerful Partnerships. A Teacher's Guide to Engaging Families for Student Success is a professional education book focused on family-school engagement as a central part of teaching. Practice. Written by Karen L. Mapp with Eileen Carver and Jessica Lander, and published by Scholastic, it belongs to the field of teacher development and school improvement. Its purpose is to help educators understand why family engagement matters for student learning and how to build it in realistic, respectful ways. Rather than treating families as occasional helpers or audiences for school messages, the book frames them as essential partners in children's academic and social growth. Across its guidance, the authors emphasize trust, relationship building, communication, and cultural responsiveness. The book combines research-based thinking with practical advice for classroom teachers and school leaders, including ways to plan engagement opportunities across the school year. Its overall aim is to move family engagement from an abstract ideal to a concrete, sustained practice that supports student success and strengthens school communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, family engagement is a core condition for student success. A central idea of the book is that family engagement is not an extra program or a public relations effort. It is a necessary condition for stronger student learning and healthier school communities. The authors position engagement as part of effective teaching itself, arguing that students do better when schools and families work in alignment. This perspective matters because many educators inherit systems where communication with families happens mainly when there is a problem or during a few scheduled events. Powerful Partnerships pushes against that limited model and asks teachers to see family relationships as ongoing instructional support. The book also helps readers shift from parent involvement language toward a broader understanding of partnership. That shift recognizes that families support learning in many ways, even when they cannot be physically present at school. By making this point, the authors validate diverse family realities and encourage educators to look beyond traditional measures of participation. The broader message is practical as well as philosophical. If teachers know their students better through family knowledge, they can teach more effectively, respond more thoughtfully, and create stronger conditions for achievement. In that sense, family engagement becomes part of school improvement, teacher effectiveness, and equity rather than a separate initiative. Secondly, trust and respect as the foundation of partnership. Another important theme is that successful family-school partnerships depend on respectful, trusting relationships. The book argues that teachers cannot build meaningful engagement through events and checklists alone. Families must feel welcomed, listened to, and treated as knowledgeable contributors to their children's education. This makes relational work the base of everything else. Before schools ask families to join activities, attend meetings, or support learning plans, they need to establish credibility and mutual respect. The authors emphasize a mindset grounded in core beliefs about families. Educators are encouraged to approach families from a position of strength rather than deficit. That means avoiding assumptions that quiet, busy, or hard-to-reach families are uninterested. Instead, teachers are asked to consider barriers such as language, schedules, prior school experiences, or cultural differences in how engagement is expressed. This shift in stance is one of the book's most important contributions because it changes both language and practice. Trust building also supports difficult conversations. When relationships are already grounded in care and consistency, teachers and families are better able to work together around student needs. The book therefore presents trust not as a soft ideal but as a practical requirement for honest communication, shared problem solving, and durable educational partnership. Thirdly, a practical year-round approach to engaging families. The book stands out for treating family engagement as something that should be planned across the entire school year rather than left to isolated moments. According to the authors, effective partnership does not happen automatically through back-to-school night, conferences, or occasional newsletters. Teachers need a thoughtful approach that considers when and how families are welcomed, informed, invited, and included over time. This year-round framework makes engagement feel less reactive and more purposeful. The authors provide guidance on planning opportunities and events that support partnership rather than simply increasing attendance. That distinction is important. A well-attended event may still do little to deepen relationships if families are treated as spectators. By contrast, engagement activities become more meaningful when they support communication, shared understanding of learning goals, and family voice. The book encourages teachers to think about continuity, accessibility, and follow-through so that each contact strengthens the larger relationship. This planning orientation also reflects sensitivity to the realities of school life. Teachers are busy, and the book is known for offering actionable ideas rather than abstract theory alone. Its practical value lies in helping educators organize family engagement into manageable, sustained habits. By embedding engagement throughout the year, teachers are more likely to create consistency and avoid the stop and start pattern that weakens trust and limits impact. Fourthly, cultural responsiveness and honoring family knowledge. A major strength of the book is its attention to culturally responsive partnership. The authors recognize that schools serve families with different languages, histories, expectations, and experiences with institutions. In that context, engagement cannot rely on one standard model of what a supportive family looks like. Teachers need to understand that families bring valuable knowledge about children, community, and identity. Honoring that knowledge is essential for authentic partnership. This theme connects closely to equity. When schools privilege only the most visible or traditionally dominant forms of participation, they can unintentionally exclude families whose schedules, cultures, or prior experiences with schooling differ from those norms. The book encourages educators to be more reflective about their own assumptions and to create approaches that make participation more accessible and respectful. That may involve rethinking communication practices, school events, or the way family voice is invited into decision-making. Importantly, the book does not present cultural responsiveness as an abstract principle disconnected from daily teaching. Instead, it links respectful engagement with better understanding of students and stronger instructional support. When teachers learn from families, they gain insight into students' strengths, contexts, and needs. This helps schools move away from deficit thinking and toward a more humane, inclusive model of educational partnership that affirms families as assets. Lastly, supporting teachers through actionable and sustainable strategies. Powerful partnerships is especially useful because it speaks to teachers as practitioners who need realistic strategies, not just encouragement. The book acknowledges that educators already manage heavy workloads, multiple responsibilities, and significant time pressure. That awareness shapes its tone and structure. Rather than presenting family engagement as one more burden, the authors frame it as a set of practices that can improve teaching and classroom success when approached intentionally. This practical orientation helps explain why the book is often described as clear and usable. It combines a research-informed argument with ideas teachers can adapt in their own settings. The strategies are meant to help educators maintain positive relationships, improve communication, and create interaction that honors families. Even when readers may not be able to implement every idea at once, the framework allows them to begin with a few concrete steps and build over time. The book also addresses teacher mindset as part of sustainability. Lasting engagement depends not only on tools, but on how teachers understand families and their own role in partnership. By connecting beliefs, relationships, and manageable action, the authors offer a professional guide that is both aspirational and grounded. That balance is one reason the book has enduring value for educators looking to strengthen family engagement without reducing it to slogans or compliance tasks. In conclusion, Powerful Partnerships is best suited for classroom teachers, instructional leaders, school administrators, and teacher educators who want family engagement to become a meaningful part of student support rather than a ceremonial add-on. It is especially valuable for educators who believe family-school relationships matter but need a clearer framework for turning that belief into daily practice, because the book combines research-informed thinking with practical guidance. It can serve both preservist teachers and experienced educators who want to improve the quality of their outreach and partnership work. Its practical benefits are substantial. Readers gain a stronger understanding of why trust, respect, and cultural responsiveness are essential to student success. They also come away with a more organized view of how to plan engagement throughout the year and how to treat families as partners in learning rather than passive recipients of school communication. Intellectually, the book helps reframe family engagement as an issue of equity, school improvement, and teacher effectiveness. What makes it stand out in its category is its balance. Many books on parent involvement are either highly theoretical or narrowly tactical. This one bridges those approaches by grounding strategy in a clear philosophy of partnership. It is also notable for centering authentic relationships instead of compliance or attendance alone. As a result, it remains a useful and credible guide for educators seeking sustainable, respectful ways to support student success through stronger family-school connections. If you would like to support Karen Mapp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.